broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show, just showing on our Phil TV and HD, a Earth cam there from Times Square in New York, where it's around 5 minutes after 2 a.m. And a beautiful picture it is there of a great city. We're here at the El Pacifico out on the opposite coast in California, but we are live every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what the hell it's talking about. And, of course, this is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Joining me also online from Fraser Foods in Buena Park is Robert Green. We've been talking to Bob. And we'll continue with our conversation. We'll try to get to Steve Bozell this hour, but we are talking about something that's very important. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about how businesses are dealing with the economy, how consumers are dealing with the economy, and really the emotional stress, Bob, of business, correct?
Well, I think that's a very good way of describing it. I think that there are an awful lot of people in the business world, such as myself. We are retail people, Phil. We're talking to the customers every day. We're talking to the people that are making our business and breaking our business. And I every day I'm grateful for the good customers that we've got. But I can't do anything if my workers want to go on strike. I have very little that I can do if my customers, the very people that I'm trying to super serve, these are the words that I came up with about 2 years ago in a meeting of grocers here in Southern California. I came up with a term called super serve. And I notice a lot of people are using that now. A lot of people in other businesses are using it. I don't know if they give me credit or not. That's one of those little small pressures. You think about that. I came up with just a simple term, super serve, which is now being used by other people in other businesses, and they don't give me credit. That's fine. I understand that's how business works. My customers are using coupons, and they are using them to the point where it's costing me money. I understand. That's how business works. The fact that my employees may go out on strike, okay, I got to eat that one too. And then on top of everything else, my employees who may go out on strike make fun of a hair system, and I heard the lady say toupee, and I let it go.
Well, Bob, somebody, sometime this hour, not now, but you need to explain to us what you mean by a hair system. If it's not a toupee, if it's not implants, if it's not a weave, I don't know what it is. And while your employees have mocked you and have made fun of this, you still, I don't think, have sold to a lot of people why you grabbed the wig off of a 9-year-old boy.
Because, Phil, in many ways, I'm like that 9-year-old boy. That little boy had cancer. I am going through a lot. And I lashed out at the kid because he was the male. There's a mother and there is a male. There is a boy and a mom. He was the man at that moment. What was I going to do? Walk up to his mother and slap her face, which is what I really wanted to do when she pulled those coupons out. And I didn't do it. Of course we don't act on these impulses if we're adults.
And well, if we're adults, we don't grab the wig off of a 9-year-old boy's head.
Unless the kid's walking into my store like he owns the place.
And well, I even if he was, he's a 9-year-old child, and
well, you're using that really as an excuse for everything. And what if he took out a knife and he plunged it through my face?
Oh, come on, Bob. You know.
No, I'm just asking you. Was he still a 9-year-old boy?
Bob, I don't want to get into that because
you know, you don't want to get into that because it destroys your argument that he's a 9-year-old boy. If he took a knife and he shoved it right through my face. And that's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's a ghoulish, ridiculous thing to say. You know full well that's not what you were facing today. 877-876-PHIL. Are retail businesses going through such economic pressure? Is it putting too much pressure on the workers? Where Bob Green today had this incident with this 9-year-old boy. Here is Gail in Buffalo, New York. Go ahead, Gail. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, yeah, the first thing I say is there is no excuse to lay a hand on another child. I mean, even parents aren't supposed to be hitting their kids. And
well,
it doesn't sound like you feel bad about this at all. And that's
I do
pretty,
feel bad.
That's,
I do feel bad. If I,
what do you
if
feel
I didn't
bad about?
I feel bad for everything. I feel bad for the fact that I had to hit him. I feel bad for the
fact that you had to hit him. You didn't have to lay a hand on him. It sounds to me like you got some psychological issues. And you keep coming
back.
Well,
I think that's a highly personal comment to make. I'm a business owner,
yes,
and I'm trying to run a business.
Absolutely it is. And if I
well,
walked into the store and I heard you talking like anything you said on the radio here, I wouldn't come into your store at all. I'm surprised you have customers at all if you complain
you
about
telling
stuff
me that
like this.
And you I'm not allowed to run my business. I'm not allowed to run my business. And we're in the middle of a business climate, ma'am. It's a recession. Everybody's under a lot of pressure.
Absolutely
I'm asking for people to understand me.
I live here in Buffalo, New York, and our city is almost dead because of the recession. But it seems to me like you need affirmation. Keep bringing up the hair thing.
No, ma'am, you live in a city that's dead no matter what.
That's a little joke.
Nice I'm making a joke.
That's
nice
a real nice thing to say. We're not joking right now, Bob.
I understand that.
We're talking about something that happened in your store that a lot of people, including myself, were my son, I'd be put out.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
I also meant that I should be speaking slower because I guess you don't understand things from the last things you were telling the last caller.
Wow. What does that mean?
The last caller spoke too fast.
Yeah, so
the last caller was a Hispanic lady going, and I didn't understand what she was saying.
I want you to know that I'm Caucasian and I'm German. So if I am speaking too quickly.
That's a different problem. Well, that's a different problem.
So if you don't like coupons.
What is that supposed to mean?
We do offer coupons, ma'am, but you can find in the industry, I'm not the only one who says that customers abuse them.
Okay,
and they abuse the system.
Why don't you limit the number of coupons you take?
Because then the very lady whose kid came in wearing that wig is going to start screaming at me.
Why do you bring this kid up? What is this kid? Does he bring something up from your childhood? Or what is this?
Don't be ridiculous. Ma'am, don't be ridiculous.
Well, Bob, you want to put it into...
Phil, listen. I'm a businessman. I have employees that are about to go out on strike.
You know,
I have customers that are abusing.
I wouldn't be working
and
for you.
Those very employees that are about to go out on strike like to dig it in when I walk in wearing a hair system.
You know what?
And so, yes?
You seem to have a problem with this hair system. Maybe you need to get a new one. Maybe you need to talk to, like, William Shatner about his toupees.
Well, ma'am, you sound like you think you're funny, and this is a very real and serious business.
You know what?
The thing of it is, Bob, is that I don't understand is that you are taking the reaction to the child.
I've apologized a million times. I don't know how many times I can apologize.
Well, I would still sue you. I would still sue your
Of course you would. You live in Buffalo, and that's about how you've got to make a living now.
That's really pretty lame.
Right.
Pretty lame thing to say.
Oh, it's lame? Was it lame?
Yes, it's very lame.
He has to say lame things because he doesn't have anything intelligent to say.
Wait a minute. Did you call this show and say that you're from Buffalo, New York? Didn't you say that?
So what if she's from Buffalo, New York?
You don't have
so
a
what?
Thing to say about anybody.
I do. I said to the boy I was sorry. I offered
After
his mother a
you
discount.
Did, you shouldn't even touched him. You know what? I work with mentally and physically handicapped people. And if I was to touch them, I would lose my job. Why didn't you lose your job?
So if one, if one of them was going to fall down some stairs, you'd have to let them fall.
I didn't say that. I said I wouldn't lay a hand on them.
You said
you
can't touch them.
In anger, Bob. And what we're talking about here was the customer. A woman walked in with a little boy who was 9 years old. You said the kid walked in like he owned the place.
I think if you're having a bad day, you need to take some time off. You need to step away from what you're doing.
I own a business. This is what I mean. I own a large corporation that has stores throughout the Southwest and Southeast. And if
I feel bad for my employees.
You remind me of so many of these women that come into the produce section and they're like,
against women and
what's
children?
Up with their...
You're a nice
No,
guy.
I do not. No, I do not. It's just, you remind me of these women. Hey, what's with your melons, and why is the corn this way and that? And I'm like, why don't you just shut up and buy it?
Oh, my God. I can't
wow. What a fantastic relationship you have with your customers. Listen, I got to take a break. Gail, thank you very much for your call. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Just put them on hold. I don't want to. 877-876-7445. Robert Green from Fraser Foods on an incident in his store today. With all of the pressure, with all of the pressure of a recession, the pressure of a possible strike, the pressure of people using coupons in grocery stores more and more and more and more, he lashed out at a customer's child and grabbed a wig off of the kid's head. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio. For Patriots, by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hold on for a minute. What?
Mr. Hall said.
David?
Yeah, listen, you've got another quarter hour. You might as well just go to the bottom of the hour with Bob Green, and then at 11:30, pick up with Bozell. All right?
Yeah, that's fine. I would rather you tell me this off the air.
I'm sorry. If we're on the air, I apologize, Phil. I thought I was...
Bud?
He said he wanted to talk.
But if I want to talk to him off the air, all right? I'll talk to him off the air.
All right, we'll go off the air now.
Wait a minute. Give me the microphone. But what are you doing? Are you an idiot or something?
You want to go off the air?
We don't have any commercials. God. David?
And the other people, too.
I didn't hear you.
What?
I didn't hear anything you just said.
Well, what are you doing?
Bud took us off the air for about a half a second there.
I said go to the bottom of the hour with this guy Green, then pick up with Steve Bozell, because this guy Green, doesn't he have a tape recording of him screaming?
We already heard it. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I don't know. Who's this gentleman?
Yeah, this is David G. Hall, Bob. I understand you have a tape of you going, I'm in hell.
Yeah, I do. This was a tape that I recorded in my office earlier today. You can cue it.
I'm in hell!
That's it, Phil. So what we're doing is preparing a lawsuit.
And who are you suing?
I'm going to have to sue my checkers. They're the ones that began this process of sort of ratcheting it up. And
is that the only tape recording?
Hey, David, thank you and good night, okay?
Wait a second.
Don't put... if you put somebody on the air again that I tell you, you got to clear it through me, okay?
What? You just go, if you put somebody on the air again that I tell you, that doesn't mean anything.
No, that doesn't make any sense to me either.
All right. Hold on for a minute. Just remember what I said.
What you said?
Just remember what I said. Robert Green with us, 877-876-PHIL. Now, Bob...
Let me interrupt. That's a classic example of what I have been excoriated for here over the last hour and 20 minutes. The way you just talked to that gentleman, Mr. Dickman, my understanding is he also may have some developmental disability of some kind, or apparently he's got brain damage or something.
I got brain from, rolling a bike.
He rolled a motorcycle.
All right. But the way you spoke to him was the same way I talked to this 9-year-old. In fact, I was more honest with the 9-year-old. I said to him, F you effing brat.
Well, isn't that and you think that that's superior to the way I just talked to my employee here. Listen, I am saying quite succinctly that you apparently, and this is what this lady said, have an emotional strain.
If you say that I belong in a nut, if you try to go there, that I belong in a nut hatch.
I didn't say anything of the sort. I'm saying that you are, obviously, work is tough these days. Why don't you take some time off?
Take some time off in a recession. Boy, this guy's good. Hey,
Will you, Mr. Green, I'm not here for the amusement of whoever's in the office with you, okay?
I'm sorry, but you want me to take time off during a recession, that's fine. And I suppose at some point, for a minute.
What is that?
That's an espresso machine. Yeah, that's it. Lots of foam. Yeah. We are working late tonight, Phil, and one of the reasons why we're working late is I'm trying to put together quantitatively how much money I've lost since the coupon abuse started, and then how much money I will lose when my employees go out on strike, how much money I lost today when that mother came in with the 9-year-old with the ill-fitting wig, who I felt was mocking me. Okay, he wasn't. Fine. We'll move on. But how much money did I lose there? So I'm going to be working all night. Give me another one. That's it, yeah. A lot of whipped cream on it this time, Eddie.
Bob, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm making an espresso. Is that all right with you?
And why the sarcasm?
Because everything that I'm doing is come in for criticism, and I'm simply trying to get myself to do it again. I don't like the taste of that. Come on. I don't want it to taste like someone's rear end.
Hey, Robert, remember we're on the air.
I apologize, Phil. But what I am saying is... There you go. Yeah. I like that triple shot. What a dumbass. Give me three shots. Hold on, Phil.
Yeah, sure.
Well, what are you upset about?
I'm trying to get an interview done here while you're making yourself one latte after the next, after the next, after the next.
I wanted three shots. I'm working all night. Is that all right with you?
That's perfectly fine.
Okay. So we're going to work all night tonight because of what happened. And
well, what you're telling me you're going to be working all night tonight, I certainly understand if you got to balance the books. I understand that. If you're anticipating a strike, I understand that. I don't quite get how this little boy today, who making another espresso.
Yeah, I threw that one out. I said don't make it taste like ass. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
I've got a new kid here, Phil. I apologize. I brought him up from the stock room. Good kid. But I'm getting him to work the espresso. Yeah, that's great. All right, he finally got it right. The first two tasted like they're like you strained it through your own underwear. That's what it tasted like. Well, next time, learn how to use a machine.
Bob.
Oh, hold on just a minute. You understand what I'm saying? Phil, I'm sorry, but I've got a... This is the environment we're in right now. You understand what I'm saying? No, but the first two that you made, it tasted like you used your own underwear as a strainer for the coffee. I know you didn't do it. I'm not saying that you did do it. I'm saying that the way it tasted like you strained the coffee grounds right through a skid mark in your own underwear. You understand?
Yeah, all right.
Jesus, God. You know, and they say you're not allowed to use the R word anymore.
Okay, can we get back to talking?
Yeah. There was never any problem.
You asked me to hold on while you were talking to this guy.
I apologize.
All right. So the notion, therefore, that you're not under any excessive emotional strain that would necessitate you taking time off basically means the following thing, that buyer beware when they come into your store.
That's the baby. That's what I've been trying to say. You walk into the store of a man who's about to have workers go out on strike, of a man who has customers that are taking him out to the tool shed. Notice I didn't say work shed. I said tool shed with coupons. I didn't say work, I said tool, okay?
Yes.
All right. You put that man, and on top of that, the fact that he has been taking it from his employees nonstop for 6 months over a hair system that cost him a lot of money. You know...
I'm curious, what have they been saying?
What's that?
The employees, what have they been saying about your hair system?
Well, one of the things they say that I find is very, very wrong. I got to get another... Hold on, Phil, I got to get another one. This tastes... What are you doing?
Hey, Bob, would you give me the courtesy of...
Hold on, Phil. What are you doing? Are you using the coffee filters or are you using a chalk strap? Now, which is it?
Bob?
Do you mind?
Yes, I do mind, because I've only got a couple of minutes left in the quarter hour.
I'll get to you in a minute. So, buyer beware, yes, you're right, Phil. I think that when you come into any man's store who's under the kind of pressure that I'm under, and now... Add to the coupon problem, add to the strike problem, add to the hair system problem, and add to the fact that the little boy who had the wig on, his mother took me to the cleaners for about $150. Now add to that a guy in my office that can't make a triple shot latte without straining it right straight through the crotch of his underwear. The hell you did?
That's a rough problem.
Oh, yeah. Do it one more time, will you?
Oh, come on, will you, with this coffee, man? I've had a few seconds left to interview you. Here we go again.
Yeah, here we go again. I'm working over here.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. Give me some whipped cream this time, okay? What? Because I don't know whether you're straight. I'm going to open that up, and if I find your underwear in there, I want whipped cream to make it taste good, that's why. Because right now, the way you're making them, I swear to God, man. What are you doing, Eddie? Where are you getting the coffee? Out of a cat's rectum?
All right. Thanks a lot, Bob. One time it was a family show.
I'm sorry. I forgot we were on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air, all right. We'll be back. Stephen Bozell for a few minutes with us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. God almighty. That guy.
Are you wearing underwear? Well, I guess you wouldn't be.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back. Here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And again, that number, 877-876-PHIL. And we've only got a few minutes. I want to bring on Stephen Bozell, the construction contractor from Corona, California. We are going to talk with him a little bit here this evening. About the legal action, or it's not legal action, I guess, Bud, is it?
No, well, it's got a boycott.
Is it the Parents Council?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's right. The television show Dancing with the Stars is going to be featuring Chaz Bono.
Bono, the guy from YouTube.
Yeah, no, I know that. Chaz Bono. Who at one time was Chastity Bono. Chastity Bono, born the daughter of Sonny and Cher Bono, but eventually went through gender reassignment surgery and is today Chaz Bono, a young man. And Stephen Bozell is going to join us to talk about that very, well, I guess, dilemma in the minds of some viewers. And the Family Council, this parent television council, whatever the hell that thing is, they've gotten involved. I got to tell you, I find it really, I don't think it's fair to call yourself the parents this or that. It really, here's what happens. People get the idea that you're speaking for millions and millions and millions of people, you know, and that's just not the case. People get the idea that you're speaking on behalf of millions of people. You might have sent out an email to millions of people. You might have sent out an email to millions of people and maybe thousands responded. And so you begin to sell it to the public. This is what you say. We're the Parent Television Council, and we have thousands, if not millions, of people who are members, and that's not true. But that's what they've been doing. They've been selling it that way. All right, let's get on the line here. Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. Ms. Bozell, how are you this evening?
I'm doing very good.
And you are in transit out of your home from... You're working late this evening, is my understanding.
Yes, sir, but I'm very capable. I've got a radio phone in my truck.
Okay. I know that you are a construction contractor. You're also the father of two children.
Yes, sir.
And a husband. You live in Corona, California. What is your major... and I know that you have teamed up with this television council. Is that right?
No, it is. It's the parent parent oversight, which is parents who are watching programs on television and monitoring programs on television to make sure that these are shows that, of course... our young people are shows that our young people would be we feel would be safe watching. I don't think that this Dancing with the Stars show it falls into that category. I've said as much to members of our oversight, and I've also sent telegrams for every member of our organization. I heard what you were saying about the Parent Television Council. I think it's probably a valid point, but we're not allied with them at all.
How many people in your organization?
We've got about probably 2,000 people that are very active in...
And what do you mean by active?
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't really... I mean, if you want, I'd be very happy to get into a discussion of the veracity of our membership and so forth. My intention was to talk about this show, Dancing with the Stars.
No, I know that, but my audience is going to want to know who you represent. Do you speak for yourself? Do you speak for others?
I speak for quite a few other families, yes, sir. Many, many parents.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, I'll take it your word there, sir. I wanted to know, again, to get some vague outline of the organization that you're involved in. Now, what is the major complaint that you have with this television show?
Well, I think you outlined it very well at the beginning of your talk when you said that the television show that's Dancing with the Stars, which, by the way, on Monday night will be the night that this Chaz Bono is dancing with this very beautiful young woman.
Could we find out the name of that lady? I don't know, Dan or Chris. The name of the young lady that Chaz Bono is dancing with?
Yeah, I don't have it. I apologize.
That's all right. Maybe those guys can look it up. It's not a big deal, guys. We'll find it eventually. So go ahead.
Well, she's very lovely, and Chaz Bono has been photographed dancing with her in what you call rehearsal. And if you've seen Chaz Bono, this is a person who is very big, looks to be overweight. I'm simply saying the following thing. And I think that this gets right to the crux of what I'm talking about. I was a young man. I married my wife, April. She was the first woman that I have ever been involved with intimately. I'm very proud of that. But I never went out and did many things. And I know a lot of guys are like that, many men that are listening right now. You marry your childhood sweetheart, and that's what you do.
And by the way, that young lady's name is Lacey Schwimmer. Lacey Schwimmer.
Yes, she's a blonde woman.
I believe so, yeah.
She's very, very beautiful.
She is. I guess she's a really good dancer, too.
I don't know. I my understanding is that many of the people that dance on that show look pretty, look very awkward, look stupid.
They have, generally they'll team up an amateur or a famous amateur with a professional dancer, you know? I think is how that works.
Well, okay, but here, in any event, Mr. Henry, I think what I'm trying to say is this. There's millions of American men that are going to tune in on Monday night and see a person that used to be a woman and is now claiming to be a man. And he, or, you know, if you want to call him he, is with this beautiful, beautiful young lady. And he weighs almost 300 pounds. I dare you to take a picture of Chaz Bono and just to show it to the average woman who doesn't know who he is. I dare you to do that and find one woman that would even so much as shake his hand, let alone dance with him. You see what I'm saying?
Well, not really, because you haven't gotten to the crux of why it is you are complaining. I understand what your feelings may be about Chaz Bono and the way he looks.
Okay, well, the crux of the matter is this. Chaz Bono is on TV dancing with this Lacey Schwimmer, who is beautiful. I've never danced with a woman that looks that good. Thousands of American men who'll be watching that show on Monday night have never danced with a woman that looks that good. And here's this big, fat, out of shape woman that used to, you know, was a woman, now is a man. I mean, not even a, it doesn't make any sense. And I'm trying to be very clear. And
are you saying that you're insulted that a transgender person gets to dance with a really attractive woman?
Yes, sir.
And what is offensive about that?
Because I was born a man, have always been a man. I'm a man now. Okay, I've never had a shot at something like that. Now I'm a very happily married man. Okay.
All right.
And
I'm sure there's a lot of guys that you're speaking on behalf of that are also very happily married.
I don't know that, but none of us, or very few of us, ever had a shot at something that looks that good. And here is I don't know.
Just, you can say a man. Chaz Bono is a man now. Chaz Bono at one time was a woman when his name was Chastity Bono and she was a she. But today, he's a man.
It's very hard for me to say that.
Well, you're going to have to learn how to say it because we're all living in a rapidly changing world, and that's exactly who he is, and that's what he is, and you're not going to be able to. What are you going to do? You know?
But why can't I point out something obvious? Somebody that used to be a woman is now a man, and that means that the actual reproductive organs, it probably is. Oh, boy. I mean, are you kidding? So, a reproductive organ that's no bigger than my thumb.
All right, this is what I was afraid of, okay? I don't want to get into the graphics of that. I don't need to hear that because that's not really what we're talking about. You're talking about a problem with a TV show that is showing a transgender person dancing with a beautiful woman, and your problem has nothing to do with kids. It has to do with grown men.
No, sir, it has everything to do with the children. To expose the children to an individual that mocks their fathers is, I think, very destructive. And
how do the children know that Chaz Bono is mocking their fathers? You know,
I think it's very obvious to any child that you want to talk to or be with. Talk to the average child. Go out on the street with a microphone and just interview any kid that's walking down the street. And say, if you see Chaz Bono dancing on Dancing with the Stars, I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. What? No. I want to know, what am I going to say to this kid? And how old is the kid? This is the second hour, by the way. We're at the third hour. We're into talking about kids.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying the average kid, say...
What's the demographic? A kid? Teenagers?
Yeah.
Okay, like an 11, 12-year-old?
Okay.
So I'm going to talk to that kid, and I'm going to say, do you realize that Chaz...
No, you don't have to say that. Just ask him, what do you think about Chaz Bono dancing on Dance with the Stars? I think your average 12, 13-year-old kid is going to go, yeah, it makes fun of my dad because my dad's never had a shot at that. And
your dad's never had a shot at that.
I'm talking to Ms. Schwimmer.
All right, so why don't we say that? My dad never dated a girl as good-looking as Lacey Schwimmer, and here's Chaz Bono, who used to be a woman, and now he's dating this really hot-looking girl.
Exactly.
It could have a lot to do, Mr. Bozell, with the celebrity of Chaz Bono. It could have a lot to do with that, the fact that it's a TV show. So, I mean, you could get the ugliest guy in the world on a TV show. He's going to dance with a beautiful girl. I mean, it's part of the entertainment value. Are you afraid that Chaz Bono in real life is attractive to beautiful women?
I'm saying that it gives the impression, and that's the big problem that, you know, the problem that I've got is that it gives the impression that you could be a woman, go in, have some work done, and then come out and go straight into the dance hall with, you know, a piece of tail like that. And
that mocks you in front of your kids.
I believe so, yes, sir. I do.
877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-7445. Do you believe that Chaz Bono being on TV, Chaz Bono, the son of the late Sonny Bono and Cher Bono, at one time a female named Chastity Bono, do you think that the Chaz Bono being on Dancing with the Stars mocks the average American male because he used to be a her and now he's a he and he's got a beautiful blonde partner to dance with on television? And
well, the way you put that, Mr. Andrew, I think mocks every man that's concerned about this Bono and what he, you know, what he gets to... I won't make a joke.
No, please don't make a joke, sir. It's not funny. It's not joke. It's not a joking matter. 877-876-PHIL is our number. We'll be back here with Stephen Bozell. Does Chaz Bono mock men by dancing on Dancing with the Stars, a transgender guy dancing with his beautiful partner? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Bono got a book.
Never mind.
Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. We'll get to some phone calls. We don't have a lot of time, but basically your complaint representing this group, Parent Oversight, is that Chaz Bono, having not been born a man, now a man, after gender reassignment surgery.
You said that he had one installed. You know, I thought that was offensive.
You were the guy that said he had one installed. I didn't say that.
Sir, the point that I'm making here is that this is a transgender person, as you put it, who gets an opportunity to dance on a TV program with a very, you know, beautiful woman. And I've not had no chance to do that. What's that about? I mean, that...
It could very well be that you've got a that you're fixating on something that a lot of guys are not fixating on. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Steve. Steve, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I've been listening, and I love the show. But this just sounds to me like he's jealous. He's jealous of his dad's chrono because he gets. You've never had a shot at a beautiful woman. Big deal. So he gets one. I mean, it doesn't matter that he was a man or a woman before. This woman obviously doesn't have a problem with it, and you shouldn't either. And if you have a problem with your kids watching it, turn the TV off. I have three kids myself, and I watch what my kids watch. And if I think it's not, I don't complain to everybody in the world about what to watch on TV. I turn my TV off, or I turn the channel. It's that simple.
I understand that, sir, but okay, are you going to allow your children to watch Jazz Bono? That's the one of the things, you know, our group's talking about.
I don't find it offensive, and how would they know? How would they
I think they're going to ask the obvious question, Dad, what is that big, fat slob doing with such a beautiful woman?
And what a way to describe this man, Jazz Bono, a big, fat slob.
Well, if you've seen the man...
I have.
All right, how does that work? How does a guy like that... Okay... I would ask this gentleman, or any man, doesn't it seem strange that a man that looks like that, that used to be a woman, gets to take a beautiful blonde to bed? And
you don't know that he's taking her to... Where, how do all of a sudden are we getting to that?
Sir, it's a television program. They've teamed him up with her. I think it stands to reason. And
boy, I think you've got some other ideas about television and entertainment that might have to be worked out a little bit. Here is Lathan in Washington State. Go ahead, Lathan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just really feel like this guy's kind of projecting his misfortunes on other people. I mean, how does your wife feel that you're so obsessed with these chances that you feel you've missed out on? I, for one, I'm out of shape, and my wife is beautiful. I have a cousin who's, as you would put it, a big fat slob, if you want to go on BMI, and he has a gorgeous wife. And I think that it's kind of unfair to your wife to go out there and be really upset about missing a shot with somebody attractive. Don't you find your wife attractive?
That's a good question.
Of course I do, sir. She's the mother of my two children. I think that my wife, when I first met her, was one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. She had two kids. Her body went away, you know, and it ain't never going to come back.
I really hope for your sake she's not listening. I hope for her sake she doesn't hear that. That's terrible. My wife could lose a leg and gain 500 pounds, and I'd still think she's beautiful.
Of course I think my wife's beautiful, but you know as well as I do when they have children. Do you have children?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you know she lost her shape and ain't never going to come back.
My wife weighs 95 pounds. My wife is 5'1" and weighs 95 pounds and has a gorgeous figure.
Well, all right. I'm just saying it's very strange. And in your home, you're going to do what you're going to do. But if your children come to you and ask you how a transgender, whatever you want to call it, is suddenly there with this beautiful woman...
Why would the children, if their father has no problem with it, why would they have that mindset?
Maybe they have a teacher. Maybe they have a little league coach. Maybe they have someone who said, well, look at that freak. And what are you going to do?
Then I would say to them that
I teach people to accept other people for who they are, number one. Number two, this guy is dancing with somebody as part of a television show. And number three, if there was a relationship merit, it'd probably be based on his personality, something you seem to not be able to find out.
How do you figure that? I mean, she's
obviously
would be with
him. Because you're not basing it. You're not. You first off, it's a coupling on television that has nothing to do necessarily with any kind of relationship. Number one, I mean, it's TV for heaven's sake. And number two,
right.
If it was a legitimate relationship, you think that maybe she might get to know this guy. That maybe, you know what? People aren't just what they look like. That there's something more to them, something inside that matters.
Of course. But at the end of the day, if this man has been had a gender reassignment surgery, which means that the male, you know, reproductive part is not going to be much bigger than your finger,
Oh, come on, man. You know, this is a juvenile
That's
conversation.
And you, claim to be looking out for kids, and all you can focus on is male anatomy and genitalia and discussing this kind of thing on the air? You should be ashamed.
Of course.
I hope your followers
are listening. Why would I be ashamed of that? If it makes me look bad, it makes you look bad. Every man out there that was born a man and has one that's normal.
So what, man? And what has that got to do with the kids? That's the whole thing. What's that got to do with the kids? You know, so what if you were born a man, Chaz Bono? That's the whole thing about the transgender phenomenon that we've come to understand. There's people who are obviously far more human in another gender body, in another body that is a different gender.
Well, okay, I've heard you stumble through that, Mr. Henry, but I bet you this man couldn't say, and you stumbled through it.
What do you mean I stumbled through it? What the hell am I stumbling through?
The fact you're trying to tell me about some guy that was born a woman, now he's a man, had to have it installed, and now he's dancing with a beautiful woman on TV.
First of all, the guy is the son of celebrities, Sonny and Cher Bono. So people are going to know who he is. He's been raised in the public eye since...
He was a she. There you go.
I'm gonna. If I can have one more point in, and I know I'm kind of running long-winded on this. I'm a medical professional, and biologically and biochemically, there are circumstances where, and I'm not saying this is all the time, but sometimes a person's brain will develop.
Yeah, that's right. That's really interesting. Sure, thanks a lot.